Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible? Reality is not what you think it is. It's so much more complicated, fascinating, and, above all, terrifying. We are at the fringes of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
If we rush now, it's basically suicide. But if we don't, that's a lot of dead civilians. Okay, what do we have that's not loud?
Nothing.
I've got a stun gun. How about everyone here? What have we got?
No one else carries a stun gun. They carry a sidearm, but that's not really... You were not expecting to have to do this.
Well, if we try and go into groups of two. Masters, you're with me. McNaughton, you're with Erickson.
They split off into those pairs. You can see that the warehouse and the docks now look mostly abandoned. Everyone's crowding into that southern building that you're not sure the purpose of. You can see a couple of stragglers, but not many.
Okay, so what we're going to do is me and Masters, why don't we go down the path around the warehouse and we approach the southernmost. Try and we can pop our head into the warehouse, kind of clearing it as we go.
So you want to go on the western side of the warehouse, heading down south?
Mm-hmm.
And you want the other group to go through the warehouse itself?
Well, me and Masters will go through the warehouse and the others will go through the sheds.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you can do that.
That's the plan. If we can try and if we approach any of the people milling about, if we can try and get the upper hand and take them down quickly, silently, do so. I just don't know how we will go about doing that. But if we were to fire a gun, would that be heard? Is it how, like, is like the wind and all that?
It might not be.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Just be like, if you see anybody that's not a civilian, look, shoot to kill.
I'm going to get everyone in your group to make stealth or dexterity checks.
Stealth is garbage.
Stealth, 0. You get a -1 for not having any points in stealth. Dexterity, 2.
Yes.
So you roll a single die.
Yes.
Would you like to spend willpower?
Let's see how we're going. I'm not down to many willpower.
All right, no success. Would you like to spend willpower?
What happens when I hit no willpower?
So when you hit no willpower, you need to indulge in your vice at the next opportunity. The next time it becomes relevant, you need to indulge in your vice.
Why'd I choose a dumb vice like ambitious? Yeah, we'll spend some willpower. I feel I need to.
All right. Hey, but you got 2 successes now.
Hey!
All right, you're pretty stealthy. Now let me roll for Masters. Fig. Sheet. Masters did better than you. She got 3 successes.
Ah.
And I'll roll for the other team. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's no good.
Oh, well.
All right, so we'll deal with that in just a tick.
They knew the risks going in, I assume.
Yeah, they knew exactly the risks going in. All right, so you approach the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
There are multiple entrances to the warehouse. You would be heading directly in the direction where the offices meet the warehouse. Mm-hmm. So you can go through the offices if you want, or you can start going through a warehouse door.
We'll go through the offices first.
As you approach as well, you also notice that all of the bin fires that have been lit around the place. As you approach, it's only been 5, 10, maybe at most 15 minutes since they started being unattended, but the fires almost immediately start going out. And I'll need to make, and you'll also need to make a resolve stamina check as you approach. At -4, we are now. So you get a single die. You fail. You take a point of bashing from the cold. And look, everyone else is just going to fail. I'm not going to bother rolling because they're all at chance dies now. So just to let you know, in case it becomes relevant for you, a chance die is when your dice pool, it's how many dice you roll is referred to as your dice pool. When it is reduced to 0 or less, you have only a chance die. So I roll, and typically an 8, a 9, and a 10 are all successes on a D10. Mm-hmm. But on a chance die, only a 10 is a success, and it cannot give you an extra roll. So on a chance die, you can only ever get one success, and you only have a 10% chance of getting success. Also on a chance die, if you roll a 1, it's called a catastrophic fail.
Good.
And then something very bad happens.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? They could get a catastrophic fail.
But they could get a success.
Wow. 2 of them succeeded.
Yes.
Holy shit. And no catastrophic fail. Well, look. Hey, it's fucking good I rolled for them, I guess. 2 of them.
My team are heroes.
I'll say...
I will die for them, Adam.
Lara and Iris. We'll say Erickson. His old bones can't withstand the cold.
I get it.
We'll say he's on 3 bashing. And then Lara and Iris are on 2 bashing because of the cold. Fuck, that was lucky. All right. So you open the door to the office area.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to the warehouse, it's a lot shorter. It's about half the height. It's a single story area, just office cubicles. You open the door. There were lights in here as you were approaching, but all of the lights have died out or completely died. You see, when you open the door, you see several fireplaces, like impromptu fireplaces. Okay. You also see 2 people who are wearing as much furs, as many clothes as you could see a human being wearing without the clothes starting to tear apart, basically. One of them is armed with a shotgun. The other one has a sword, an actual, honest-to-God fucking broadsword.
Okay.
Both of them are heavily rugged up. Over the top of all of their regular clothes, they are also both of them wearing like giant great jackets, presumably made out of like a wolf.
Okay. How far away are they? And is there anyone else in the office, yeah?
Yeah, they're just sitting, staring. They're not talking right now. They're just kind of like sitting at desks. Oh, no, one fire is still going. They're tending to one fire.
If we, like, how far away are they, sorry, again?
I'd say they're maybe 10 meters. 10 meters.
And their backs are to us.
Yeah.
Ah, perfect. I want to gesture to Iris to go for, like, the one on the right, and I'll take the one on the left.
What's the plan?
Go up to them and double tap in the back of the head.
Double tap with your gun?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. No calls for compliance. I'm going to make that... A presence.
Motherfucker has a broadsword.
Persuasion. Look.
So this is.
This is to be like, hey, you, officer of the law, kill this person.
Okay, all right.
You can do it. Look, Iris is pretty rattled, so you might. Look. That's the only reason why I'm giving you a role, to be honest. Would you like to? You can. It's a persuasion presence, so it's 5 dice.
I'm just trying to think. Look, Zamet has theories that we're dealing with a Wendigo cult. Mm. But what does Warren think? Supernatural? Not really.
Warren has no points in a cult. He probably doesn't know how Wendigos work.
No, he wouldn't have a clue. Right. They are complacent. It's the idea is to not try and... No, we're going to have to be by the bookish, aren't we? I'll tell her to, if I can gesture, to kind of go around so she's like not near me, so they're not... A bit of like a pincer maneuver, as it were.
Okay. So you want to try and get on either side of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will make that a stealth dexterity roll on both of you.
Okay. I was going to stay where I was.
Oh, if you want to stay where you were, that's fine. Well, then it might just be a little bit harder for her, but still possible. So I'll make her stealth dexterity roll. Oh, dear. Well, she starts creeping in. But as soon as she enters, both of them turn around and we're going to go to initiative. So, Iris, Warren, Broadsword, and Shotgun. Iris is first. Iris yells for compliance. Mm-hmm. Down, down, get down on the ground. She makes an intimidation presence check. She gets a single success. It's your turn, Warren. What would you like to do?
I also yell at them to get down. Does it work like D&D? So if they take a step forward, I will shoot them. But I want them to get down on the ground.
That would be a readied action. Unfortunately, you can't yell for compliance and do that.
Okay, well, I'll yell for compliance to get down on the ground, drop your weapons. If not, we'll put a bullet through your fucking skulls.
You yell for compliance. I'm going to give you presence plus, what is it? Oh, intimidation is nothing. So negative one for intimidation. I'll give you a plus one for circumstantial bonuses. You caught them unawares and you're pointing a gun at them. You get one success with a reroll, one success in total. It is Broadsword's turn. Unfortunately, Broadsword is about himself. You've only gotten two successes against him in total. That would have been against his resolve. And his resolve is slightly higher than two, unfortunately. So he's going to charge.
Crazy motherfuckers.
He's going to charge Iris. Why the fuck not, you know? Ooh. Ow. That sucks. What's the damage on a fucking broadsword?
A broadsword. What the hell is this cult?
All right. He deals 5 points of lethal damage on Iris. So she needs to make immediately a resolve stamina roll. She is still conscious as a giant cut goes as the cultist lances through her with the sword, cutting her open.
Christ.
Then it's Shotgun's turn. Shotgun points at you.
Christ almighty.
You're lucky because he's not particularly skilled with a shotgun. But you're unlucky because he does hit you. All right. Okay. So.
Stupid having to be like compliant, Adam. Stupid having to be by the book.
4 points of lethal damage.
Oh boy.
You now take a -2 to most actions because your second highest health bar now has a bashing damage in it. That fucking sucks. Here we are. Iris's turn. Iris opens up. She steps back and lets loose. So what Iris is going to do now is she's going to do something called double tap. With a semi-automatic pistol like yours and Iris's, you can fire two bullets instead of one. Mm-hmm. Two bullets gives you a +1 to the dice.
Excellent.
But obviously you chew through your ammunition faster and Iris misses. Paf, paf. Two bullets whiz either side of the man with the broadsword.
Shit.
Warren, it's your turn.
Aim at the guy with the broadsword.
Paf, paf.
Yep.
All right. So a firearm skill is 2. Handgun, +1. +1 for firing 2 bullets, plus your dexterity of 2. A total dice pool of 6. You fire. Ooh, good one. Broadsword takes 2 shots to the back. He turns around and you see him bleeding heavily and crying out in pain.
Is he still standing?
He's still standing, but a regular man, like, well, on his turn, whether or not he gives up is up to him.
Cool. Can I also try and get undercover? Like, is there
anything?
You
can step back outside if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's allowed. Yeah, you step back outside. I'll give you partial cover from the shotgun. Unfortunately, the walls of this building are not very thick, so the shotgun will go through it, but it will reduce the damage the shotgun deals.
That's all
possibly
right.
Down to nothing.
Exactly. I'll crouch as well, so he can't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Broadsword's turn. Broadsword keeps going.
How?
Broadsword, however, has a negative. Well, he's not even taken his maximum lethal
crazy
damage yet.
Broadsword, some bitch.
He's going to take -2 to this attack now, though. He misses. His second attack, now with 2 bullets in his back, his second attack misses. Iris is still freaking out a little bit. Shotgun boy. Ooh, odds or evens?
Odds.
He turns and he shoots at Iris. He misses. The second shotgun, bang! The second shot just misses completely, broadsword and Iris. It's Iris's turn. She keeps backing up and she keeps firing.
I mean, fair enough.
Paf, paf. This time she hits. She deals 2 more points of lethal damage to broadsword. And broadsword, still standing. Warren, it's your turn.
I'll step in and double tap shotgun.
All right. Paf, paf. 2 bullets. 1 in the neck of shotgun, 1 in his sternum. Then it is broadsword's turn.
And I'll duck undercover again.
Broadsword drops the broadsword.
Oh, that's good.
And collapses to the ground.
Perfect.
He needs to make a check. Broadsword, after giving up, collapses. You see him bleeding out, as a regular human would.
Good.
Then it is shotgun's turn. Shotgun. Who did he get hit by? You hit him. He's going to shoot you. All right. He's at -2, so he's not going to... Oh, no, he hits, unfortunately.
With the partial cover?
He shoots
cover?
You, but you've got the partial cover. So that's a 9, but with shotguns, 9s are also a reroll. All right. Just 1 plus the damage of a shotgun. I'm sure it's not much. Oh. I don't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure shotguns plus 3 damage. All right. So through the wall, Warren, you take 1 point of lethal damage.
Mm.
You're at a -3 for most actions. You're going to need to make a resolve stamina check to stay standing. Fortunately, this is the only roll that you don't make at the -3.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And you're still conscious. You feel woozy, Warren, as it is Iris's turn. Iris, paf, paf. Iris hits once, plus 1, deals 2 more points of lethal damage. Shotgun needs to make a quick check. Shotgun collapses. All right. Then it's your turn, Warren.
I'll step into the building, survey the situation.
Well, there's the 2 people, the 2 cultists, if you will, lying on the ground. The rest of the office building is empty. You can, if you want, just move maybe to the from the office door to the... What's your speed? Your speed is 8. That's pretty good. You can move from the office door to the door to the warehouse and try to listen at that if you wanted to.
I'll move to Iris and we'll start any kind of first aid on both of us kind of thing.
All right. You just move to Iris.
Check her. Like, are you okay? How's the...
You need to make a medicine dexterity. That's 3 dice in total. No successes. Your hands are trembling as you try to treat Iris, and you can't, there's like nothing that you can do, unfortunately. And then it is broadsword, shotgun, Iris's turn. Iris, oh, fuck, it's a chance die because you're at -3. Iris has 1 die. It's not a chance die, but she has 1. She fails to medicine as well. Then it is your turn, Warren.
So what's what is medicine doing right now? Is it trying to staunch anything? Are we trying to recover? How does it work in...
Well, you can get a little bit of your health back if you medicine yourself now. So as soon as possible. Now, you can spend a point of willpower to turn that chance die into just a regular die. So 8 and 9 are also successes.
Then I'm down and onto 0 will.
Yep.
It's
up to you.
Okay. This is stressful. Spend that willpower.
All right. It's just a regular single die now.
And I'll try and patch myself up.
Sorry. You fail. You try really hard to steady your hands. Maybe you see like a little thing of scotch on one of the tables. You grab that, swill it to try and keep yourself steady, but it doesn't really help, unfortunately.
Drink on the job, Adam.
Broadsword and shotgun. Iris tries. Iris fails. Warren, what would you like to do?
I guess we're going to keep trying until we've stabilized, basically.
I'll say then that both of you get a single success if you take it as an extended action. But in that time, broadsword and shotgun both bleed to death.
I like to assume we just figured they were dying or dead anyway.
Sure.
I wasn't going to save them.
I figured. All right. So I will maybe by the fire that is slowly, then rapidly dying, you tend to your own concerns. And I'll say that you remove all the bashing and 1 point of lethal. Hey. So you're down to just 4 lethal. However, that lethal now requires a doctor. A doctor and a hospital to fix. Or time. Okay. 1 point a day.
Okay. How are you, Iris?
Iris seems pretty banged up, but she's all right.
Okay. From this point onwards, I don't think any of these cultists are going to stand down.
Iris nods. I would agree with that assessment.
So if we have the upper hand, we're taking it.
Yes.
Okay. Let's search these two chuckle fucks. I want to roll them over, inspect their bodies, have a look who they were. Maybe a hand. Grab the shotgun. Is there any bullets?
The shotgun is loaded. It's very against procedure to use someone else's weapon. It does look like a police issue shotgun, though. It's a classic Remington 12 gauge. Police issue, whatever. It's got, they fired, how many times did he shoot? He shot 3 times. So it's got 2 more shots left in it.
Okay, so we've got a shotgun here. Iris good with the shotgun?
Iris can use the shotgun, yeah. You can both use the shotgun. Oh, actually, I think you... Yeah, the shotgun requires... Well, you could still use the shotgun, but the shotgun requires 3 points of strength to use effectively. Otherwise, you're using it at a -1. So for you, the shotgun would be... So you'd be using it with 3.
And Iris?
Iris would be using it with 4.
Like, hand the shotgun to Iris. Be like, if we close combat... Use that. Is he really using a broadsword?
Yeah. Honest to God, sword.
I'll pick that up and just be like, huh. Okay, let's look around the office, see if there's anything we can use here. Can we maybe grab some of their warm clothes?
Sure, you can grab like a coat or something like that, yeah. They'd probably both be pretty blood-drenched at this point, actually. I don't know if you want them.
Yeah, probably not. That blood's going to get cold pretty soon.
Yeah.
All right. We'll look around the office and we'll keep heading towards through the warehouse.
Okay.
We'll listen in if there's anything there and open up a crack. But if they didn't hear, shotguns, we should be fine.
The warehouse is one large empty space. You can see a lot of scuff marks from where stuff used to be here, but is no longer. There are a great deal many... tents and stuff like that. You can see it looks like there was some sort of impromptu shanty town of sorts set up in the warehouse here. Above all of it is a lattice work of catwalks that crisscross above everything. And there's one large single room office that dominates and has a pretty commanding presence around the place. You can see that there's a light on in there.
Fire or electricity?
Fire. There's no electricity.
Okay. Just curious.
No. It's okay.
Everyone just point up to the office and we'll like gesture to Iris to go up there.
So both of you head up towards there. As you get to the top of the staircase, You're probably paying attention or like looking at that office building. So I would say that we're going to go to initiative when you see a single person sitting in there lying against a table with a rifle trained on you as you approach. When you see him and he sees you, we'll just go to initiative because he doesn't get a free shot off.
Oh, no.
Warren, you are first.
Do I have a clear shot at him?
You can shoot at him, but you will be firing at the maximum range of your pistol. So you will be taking a -3 on top of any other penalties.
So it's just like I've just walked up and then he's seen me. Mm-hmm. I can't like if I crouch down or move down, can he still hit me?
If you crouch down, you can't see or hit each other.
Okay, so I could shoot and then crouch down.
You could, yes.
Double tap and then crouch down.
Paf, paf. Dice pool of 6, -3 for range. You no longer have any of your last 3 health points consumed by anything, so no other penalties. Unfortunately, 2 bullets. One pierces the window, shattering it. The other whizzes over his head.
I'll crouch down and tell Iris to do the same.
Do you want Iris to shoot as well?
If she can do the same as me with the whole like cover thing without being too deadly, yes.
Iris says, I can give you covering fire.
That could work. Give me covering fire and I'll try and run towards somewhere where it's a bit like better.
All right.
Vantage point.
Iris starts firing. Paf, 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 paf. What are you going to do? Are you going to get up and try to approach?
If I can try and get somewhere closer.
All right. You will be exposing. There's no ifs or buts about it. You will unfortunately have to expose yourself doing that.
Mm-hmm.
As you do that, the man with the rifle is going to try and shoot at you, but then as he does, Iris gets a shot on him. There's a whole cover mechanic. All right. Iris does pretty fucking good. This guy's going to take 4 points of damage, but he gets to shoot at you.
Mm.
Bang! A bullet whizzes past your ear. All right. Do you want to keep moving?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, shoot.
You're in the next range bracket, so now it's a -2.
Okay.
Iris can keep providing cover fire.
Yeah, I'll sprint. Sprint to somewhere that's a bit undercover.
Iris deals another 3 points of damage, lethal damage to the guy.
I was like, is there anywhere undercover, or am I just running into the open?
There aren't really, no, there isn't really. You are running from cover to cover to cover. Okay, so basically, cool. Every time you expose yourself, mm-hmm. Every time Iris is giving you covering fire, you're getting another range increment closer. Okay. So now you're in the last range increment. Mm-hmm. It's only at a -1. The guy needs to quickly make a resolve stamina roll, which he fails. So no second shot.
Put my head up.
Nothing happens.
I'll run to where he is.
You see a man bleeding out in that office. There's a hail of gunfire here, though. Iris approaches you as well. As she does so, you see that she drops the magazine out of her pistol and loads a second one.
Okay.
That would be her last. She is out of ammunition when she's used that up. Oh, she has the shotgun, actually. Mm. Shotgun slung over her back.
I'll grab the rifle from old mate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try and...
This rifle would not be police issue.
That's all right. It's a life or death situation right now.
All right.
Can't abide by all the laws.
It's an old bolt-action rifle.
Okay. I want to cuff him and try and medicine check him. Try and staunch his wounds.
All right. If you're cuffing him first, he's going to take a little bit more damage. And then you medicine check. That's 3. You fail on the first one. Try again. Fail on the second one. Try again. All right, it's touch and go for a while. He literally was 1 point from dying, but you save the man's life, for better or worse.
All right, let's wake him up.
You can't.
I can't?
No, that's not how it works. He's nearly dead.
Okay.
He needs a doctor.
All right, well, handcuffed, leave him there. Look around, see what we've got. Is there any kind of other ammunition, like the rifle? How many ammunition left for the rifle?
It has 3 rounds left.
3 rounds.
It's the sort of rifle as well where you need to, it doesn't have a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You need to put each bullet in as you use them.
Am I a better shot, or is Iris a better shot?
Well, Iris is probably, once again, a better shot, but she, you can't give her all the weapons.
I don't know. Well, she's running out of bullets for her. I'll ask, how's your ammunition going?
Lost mag, she says.
All right, well, shotgun has two. This has three. Get her to sling it over her back.
All right, so she's carrying the rifle and the shotgun?
Yep.
Okay.
We'll have a look around, see what else is in this place.
You turn the place over. There's a lot of... You can see that this place is maybe used as a church of some sort. All of the... It obviously used to be an office slash where the foreman would work when he was, you know, directly managing whatever happened in the warehouse. But right now, it looks like all of the desks and chairs have been arranged in such a way that they're all facing one end where someone has made an impromptu pulpit where a single King James Bible sits. Carved into the face of the King James Bible are the words, "The devout of him."
Okay. Yes, these are the, here we are. Now, Adam, to get some of my willpower back as an ambitious vice, what would be the best method of that? Would that be going, well, if we push on and we succeed, that means a sweet raise for this boy and potentially either early retirement or
a maybe book deal.
A book deal or even some kind of... better position within the federal police.
Absolutely. I'd say that counts as ambitious. You can get a single point of willpower back.
Excellent.
You will not be able... You can only do your virtue... you can do your virtue once in this game. You can do your vice once per quotation marks scene. It's kind of up to me when a scene begins and ends. I'll say after, like, when you've progressed through the area, I'll determine when a scene has changed. So what's the plan now?
Okay, well, let's go down to the back entrance of the warehouse and see if we can meet up with Erickson and McNaughton. And then see where we're at.
You exit the back or the other end of the warehouse and you step out into near blinding snow. You cannot see far enough to see the sheds. The blizzard is bad. It is very fucking cold.
Step back into the warehouse. What did that incident report say? The one where it was snowing, tried to eat him. Some kind of monsters, huge mouths, wrong legs. Iris, do you know anything about folklore or anything around this kind of part of the country?
Iris shakes her head. No, no, I don't.
All right, well... Let's get back out there and run towards the sheds.
All right.
Let's see where Erickson is.